Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Dani Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. How are we all? I'm excited to be connecting with you on this episode because this is such a common topic that comes up for our students in the Click Academy. And that is how to deal with people who don't understand the path that you are on. So when we're working with our students who are obviously training to become coaches, quite often they will say, my friends don't get it, my family doesn't get it, or it might be even, I'm worried to tell people about what I'm doing because I'm worried that they won't understand. They won't be supportive. They will judge me. They will criticize me. In fact, when it comes to showing up and getting visible online as a coach and as a business owner, I think the thing that scares people the most is not what will strangers think of me, but what will those people I already know think of me and what I'm doing? And the amount of people that we work with that want to hide what they're doing from other people that they know is really quite high. So it's a subject that I really wanted to dive into today for anybody else that is experiencing this. You know, maybe you are new to coaching or you're thinking about becoming a coach, and maybe you've had the conversation with other people and they're like, what is this? Like, you know, it sounds a little bit different. And that's the thing, right? I had this experience myself. When I decided that I wanted to pursue this path, a lot of people didn't really understand what coaching was. And they weren't business owners, they weren't entrepreneurs, so they couldn't really get why I'd want to leave a job to do something that seemed so risky and no security, no financial security. Like, a lot of people just didn't get it. And yeah, so I know what it feels like to be in those early stages. And the first thing that I want to say is often, you know, people will say to you, well, we just don't care what other people think. You know, it doesn't matter what other people think. You know, why do you need to care? And I think that is just such a realistic expectation to put on ourselves, you know, because ultimately we do care. We as humans, we want to belong. We want to be accepted. We want to be, you know, feel accepted by our group, by our communities. And this is something, you know, that we're hardwired. You know, back, if we trace humankind back hundreds of thousands of years, we are tribal in nature. You know, it might not look like this in the modern day where we do spend a lot more time on our own. But back in the day, you know, we survived based upon living in these communities. You know, we were in these tribes. And if we were seen to be different from the group, different from our tribe, that would often mean being expelled from the tribe, or it could even mean death. So being accepted was actually our survival mechanism. If we weren't accepted by the group, it could actually mean the death for us. And so we have therefore been hardwired to have this innate need to be accepted by our groups. And that hasn't left us. And it's why so often we do feel this strong urge to be validated by others, to be accepted by others, for others to agree with our path and to understand what we're doing. We have this deep desire to be accepted. So to just then simply say, oh, we'll just don't care what other people think, it's to basically go against hundreds of thousands of years of human conditioning, and it's unrealistic. So it's not about not caring, but it's about being okay if they don't get it. It's okay to care. It's okay to be perhaps upset if somebody doesn't understand it, but not at the not at the cost of your own path. So it's okay to perhaps, you know, be influenced by what other people think, or to actually care what other people think, but not so much that it completely derails you from your own path. So it's not if they don't care, it's I'll be fine if they don't. They may not get it. They may not understand what my path is, but I will be fine, and I'm going to continue to do this regardless. Okay? Now, something I really want to start with is about where are you actually making assumptions about what people think? So often we catastrophize things, and people's opinions of us is one of the classic areas where we do this. We assume the worst rather than assuming the best of people, okay? So how often when you think about what people are going to think of you when you tell them about becoming a coach, or you tell them about something you're doing, do you make the assumption that their response is going to be negative? When I pose this question to our students, I'd say 9 out of 10 were assuming the worst. And again, like, this is an assumption. It's not based on any actual fact. A lot of the time, what we think isn't actually based upon any sort of fact. It's not, oh, well, this person criticized me or judged me. It's, I think that this person may criticize or judge me if I was to tell them. It's not that it's actually happened. We're just making an assumption there. So where are you making assumptions? And the difficulty with assumptions is that we often assume the worst. And again, this ties back to how we have been hardwired. There is a thing called negative brain bias. So negative brain bias used to be a survival mechanism. And it basically means our brain automatically assumes and expects the worst. And back in the day, hundreds of thousands of years ago, we needed this to keep ourselves safe, to keep ourselves alive. So back when we were living in cages, when we had real threats to our existence, you know, maybe it was a saber-toothed tiger knocking at the door of your cave, we had to be in that constant fight or flight mode. So we had to, our brains were hardwired to expect negative situations so that we could be on our guard, so that we could essentially to stay alive. Now, modern day has, you know, we don't live in caves anymore. We don't have the same kind of threats, but our brain still operates in very much the same way, in that we are often hardwired to expect the worst. And we will often assume like the worst situation and catastrophize things rather than assuming the best. And this can be applied to what we assume about other people. You know, what are they thinking about us? But again, ask yourself, what assumptions am I making here? Is this based on any concrete fact? Am I building things up in my head to be far bigger or far worse than what they actually are? And the only way we can actually overcome somebody's assumption is to get evidence to the contrary. And one way to do this is to actually have a conversation with people. If we're talking about friends and family, people that you do actually care about and their opinion does matter to you, doesn't it make sense to have a conversation with them? You know, rather than just assuming they're not going to get your path, rather than just, you know, taking that as gospel, why not have that conversation with them if their opinion really matters? And this isn't to say that this is, you know, their opinion is going to dictate what you do moving forwards. But often it's good to bring people on board with your journey, to make them a part of it, to help them to understand what it is that you're doing, especially if what you're doing isn't something that they do necessarily understand. So for example, when it came to my parents, I had to sit them down and kind of really talk them through what I was doing. My mum was petrified when I first told her I had packed in my job to start an online coaching business. I mean, she thought I was going to be a blogger. I don't think she really understood what it was and what I was actually doing. And I had to really sit her down and explain like the business model and how I would make money and, you know, what I was already doing. And having that conversation really helped her understand, which helped her become more accepting of my path. And again, I wasn't needing that acceptance to continue. By this point, I'd already made my mind up. And this is the thing, you want to be so sure about yourself and your path and, you know, knowing that this is what you're meant to be on, that even if somebody doesn't quite get it, you can still move on your path regardless. Okay, but where are you making assumptions? And have the conversation, you know, with them. Allow them to understand a little bit more what you're doing. But having said that, don't try and drag them on the path with you. So what I mean by this is quite often we try and convince people of the work that we're doing or the path that we're on so that we feel better about it. You know, if they get it and they understand and they're fully on board and, you know, really excited about it, then it will help us to feel a bit more confident about our own path. But actually, it isn't your responsibility to convince others of the work that you're doing. So say, for example, a big part of my coaching and a lot of the work that I do with my clients involves the law of attraction. And I know that not everybody in my life gets that. Not everybody in my life believes in the power of the universe and the law of attraction. You know, it's just not on their sort of wavelength. And that is okay. But when I first started out, I wanted other people in my life to be as excited as I was about the law of attraction. And so I would often try and bring friends on the journey with me. You know, I'd want them to be involved in it. I'd want to talk about it. I'd want to, you know, share about the books that I'd been reading or the changes that I'd seen or the manifestations that I'd had. And, you know, I'd say to them, oh, you know, you should read this book or listen to this podcast or watch this YouTube video. And I was so excited about it that I wanted others to be a part of that. And what I realized is that it's not always going to be for everybody. And it is not your role or responsibility to try and convince others of the work that you're doing. And often if people aren't ready to receive that or it just doesn't align with where they're at the moment, it can often make you feel worse about things rather than better. So I had friends who I remember sitting down once with, not a super close group of friends, but a couple of girls I know, and I remember telling them just about some books that I was reading, and I was getting really animated, and there was a split second where I caught them glance between each other, and it was almost that sort of like look, that kind of like eyeball roll. And in that moment I knew, I was like, they don't get it. They are looking at each other like, what is she harping on about? And I just knew they didn't understand. And then I started to feel really bad about myself because I was like, oh my goodness, do I sound like some woo-woo crazy person, you know, talking about crystals and the universe and all of this stuff. You know, I started to then doubt myself and think, oh my God, I have to rein myself in here. And I realized I was just speaking to the wrong audience. So it's not your responsibility to convince others. It's your responsibility to do you to the best of your ability. And it may be that other people just don't get it and never get it. Or it may be that some of those people who didn't get it initially see what you're doing and see you living your best possible life and start asking you, well, how did you make this happen? And I've had this a number of times on my own journey. People that in the beginning didn't really seem to be that into what I was doing, weren't really into personal development, weren't really into, you know, mindset or law of attraction or, you know, all of this sort of spirituality, certainly weren't into crystals and things, that now have done a complete 180 and see what I'm doing and see the success I've had and see the changes I've made in my life. And I'm like, wow, I want to be a part of that. Do you have anything that you recommend? Any books you recommend? You know, I've not had to force them on this path. I've just done me and focused on doing me and having a great time with it. And, you know, those that do eventually get it will reach out to you. Okay. So let's move on then. Ask yourself the question, who are you really doing this for? So often we will kind of think too much about, oh, will they understand this? Will they get it? You know, Do they understand this? Will they accept me? Will they criticize me? Will they judge me? And of course, as I said, it's not about not caring. Of course, we're bound to care what our loved ones think of us. But ultimately, is this, are they really who you are doing this for? And if not, how can you start focusing more on who you are really doing this for? And chances are you're probably doing this partly for yourself and for the changes you want to make in your own life. You know, becoming a coach could be a huge lifestyle change for you. It could mean, you know, doing work that you really love. It could mean a huge change in your finances. But ultimately, you're also doing it for the people that you are put here to be of service to, your ideal clients. That's who you're doing it for. And that's really who you want to have at the forefront of your mind. That specific person that is really, really struggling that you know as a coach you can help. And this is where, when it comes to thinking about your ideal client, creating a client avatar where you get really, really specific on the exact person you want to work with as a coach. So much so that you give her a name, a personality, you know what she looks like, you know where she works, you know where she hangs out. You know her on such an intimate level that she feels like she's a real person in your life. And if you can connect with that ideal client on such a specific level that it feels like you know this person inside and out, it becomes a lot easier to then put them to the forefront of your mind when you think about, who am I showing up for? And the question isn't, who do I need to be for my friends or family? It's, who do I need to be for the woman that I want to help, or for the person that I want to help? Who do I need to show up as today for them? You have to take your own ego out of the situation here. So your ego is basically your fear talking. Your ego is all about me, 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 right? It says, oh, well, what if they don't like me? What if I get judged? What if I get criticized? You have to take your ego out of this, because this is so much more than just about you. Your coaching business is far bigger than just you. It is about the people that you are put on this planet to be of service to. That's who you are showing up for first and foremost. And as I said, if you can get clear on who that is and connect with them, you will start to find the opinions of others means less and less to you, because you have so much conviction about who you want to help and that they become the priority versus the people that perhaps don't even need or want what you offer. Now, the next point is, most people are too busy to care. I hate to break this to you, but quite often we assume that people are thinking about us all the time and, you know, concerned with what we're doing. And of course, our loved ones and our friends, they're going to perhaps know what's going on in our lives, but people are actually quite self-absorbed and people live very, very busy lives. And there may be a lot of people that you know that do care, but there'll be a lot of people that also are also busy with their own lives and have their own things going on to take too much of an interest in what you're doing. And that's fine, you know, because if they are not your ideal clients, we don't need them to be totally absorbed in everything that we're doing. But most people are, you know, they either really, really get it and they're supportive and they're on board with you, or they don't get it. And if they don't get it, chances are they're not really going to give the business that you're doing much thought. Okay, they're going to just be getting on with their own lives because they're busy. People are busy. And it's also worth asking yourself, do you necessarily get or love or understand everything that other people do? So thinking about the other people in your life, friends, family, do they have certain things that they do that you just don't understand? And how do you respond? Again, quite often we assume the worst of people. We assume that, oh, well, if they don't get it, they're going to be really critical of me and judge me and be, you know, say bad things to my face. But actually, maybe they'll just get on with their own lives and, you know, they don't get it, but that's fine with them. They don't have to get everything that you do, just as you perhaps don't get everything that everybody else does. If somebody starts doing something and you just you know, you're not interested in it, would you necessarily start being critical of that? Or would you just leave them to it, knowing that that's their thing and it's perhaps a little bit different from what you want to do, but it's okay? Okay, so it's something to worth start thinking about. But going back to what I said earlier, you know, it's not about completely not caring of what others think. It's about being so assured, self-assured with your own path, so strong in your desire of what you want to do, that even if somebody doesn't get it, you're still okay. You can still continue regardless. Because ultimately, there's always going to be somebody that doesn't get it. And that's not who you're doing it for at the end of the day. You're doing it for yourself, and you're doing it for those people that need you. Who do you need to show up today as for them? So I hope that this has given you some little bit of words of wisdom for today and a little bit of support and guidance if this is something that you're struggling with. But as I said, I would say, God, a huge, huge chunk of the students that we work with really, really battle with this. You know, what will my friends say? What will my family say? And, you know, often the reality is it's a much less worse. It's barely as bad as what people expect it's going to be. Okay, and often it's a lack of understanding. Going back to what I said earlier, you know, having that conversation, often when people don't get the path that you're on, it's largely because of their lack of understanding of something. And so if their opinion does really matter to you, bring them on that journey with you. Okay, so it was a pleasure as always to record this podcast episode for you today. And yeah, I hope it helped you. I very much look forward to connecting with you again on the next episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day, ladies, and I will speak with you soon. Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.